record. So it's now recording. Okay. And if you could, for me, just kind of tell me your name and your age.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of dive in.
All right. I'm Annika Davis. I'm 22.
All right. And then that just helps me with the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of what we're obviously here to talk about today is having vulvodynia. And if you could tell me kind of your history with it, what have you tried, what's worked, what hasn't, just kind of your general medical history on that, and we'll kind of go from there.
Okay. So I've had vulvodynia as long as I have been sexually active. So since I was 16. But it took me a long time to find out that that's what I had. And for a long time in my past, I sort of thought that pain during sex was just a normal thing that everybody had. And that you just sort of had to deal with it, and that that was kind of a reality of intercourse. And I came to realize, obviously, that that's not the case. It doesn't have to be the reality. And so after finding that out, I would say when I was probably about 20, I knew that I had something wrong, and my pain comes just from touch. So if during intercourse or gynecological examinations, I get a lot of pain, but luckily I'm not someone who gets it just randomly during the day. So that, I know that is a blessing because a lot of people do. So when I was about 20, I started bringing it up with different gynecologists, and I was tested for a lot of different things, different yeast infections, STDs, genital herpes. I was tested for about 3 times, and I was testing negative for everything, and no one knew why I was having so much pain during intercourse. And eventually, someone referred me to a doctor in Denver who specializes in pelvic pain. And that's when I sort of started to figure out what I had. And I was diagnosed with vulvodynia, and I started trying different treatments. But it was a long and very confusing road to get to that point.
Could you kind of describe how it does feel, how the pain feels like, and maybe ways that you kind of cope, I guess, with having this?
So I have, it's sort of a two-part thing. I have sort of external pain at the vulva, from touch, and then that pain causes a deeper muscular tightening, which can lead to, just me tightening up a ton. And part of why some doctors thought that I had genital herpes was because the tightening would lead to some just cutting and tearing during intercourse, which to them looked like maybe herpes, but it wasn't. and I've tried a lot of things to deal with it. And definitely in terms of the muscular tightening, that I have found is most helped by me just being in a calm and comfortable place, whether it's during sex or during an examination, if I'm comfortable, that can go away a lot. And, but in terms of the vulvar, just more burning pain, that is something that I've had a lot of trouble solving. And I have had some luck with using lidocaine, topical lidocaine. And certainly before like an examination, I can have a doctor help me use that and it makes things go a lot smoother, but it's hard with intercourse when you're, you know, in the mood, like, let's get this going. Wait a minute, I need to get a Q-tip and some lidocaine. And that sort of can bring things to a little bit of a screeching halt. So I have had some luck with that, but not a ton of luck.
Out of curiosity, what doctor did you see in Denver?
Oh my gosh. His name is escaping me right now, but he's at the University Hospital.
University of Colorado Hospital?
Yeah.
Dr. Slocum or Dr. Mosher?
Mosher. Yeah.
That's actually who I would recommend. I see Dr. Slocum. Seen Dr. Mosher too.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Mosher was great, and it's been hard since I've been living in Boston for a while now, and I haven't been seeing anyone.
What do you do in Boston?
I work in an animation studio.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. But yeah, I've sort of been just not, I haven't been having any treatment really. So that's been kind of hard. And I did email Dr. Mosher recently and he sent me to the NVA like registry list. So there is a physical therapist. There are a couple physical therapists and one potential doctor. Mm-hmm. In Boston, but it's hard, like, when life gets so busy and seeing a doctor gets kind of put on the back burner, and then, you know, my treatment has sort of just taken, like, a little break, but, so that's been hard, and I need to get back into it. But certainly finding Dr. Mosher when I did was a just really, really great thing.
Yeah, no, they are wonderful. Mm-hmm. Dr. Slocum keeps trying to retire because he trained Dr. Mosher and I'm just like, no!
Yeah.
Can you talk about maybe how it makes you feel? This is obviously something that people don't see. This isn't like, okay, I got in an accident and had to have my leg amputated.
Yeah. Kind of thing.
Or yeah. I have the flu and you can tell yeah. I'm coughing.
Yeah.
So in that respect, like, how does this make you feel personally as a woman, as something that people don't necessarily know about?
Yeah. I think it's obviously really hard. It's really hard to live with this very secret and very private pain that even when you do tell someone about it, they say, what? I've never heard of that. I didn't even know that was possible. And there's just so little public education about it that it makes it very difficult to explain. And since it's such a private thing, it can be very scary to explain it to someone. And I think a lot of the problem with keeping pelvic pain sort of out of the public eye is that people do come to believe that it doesn't exist and that it's not possible. And that obviously a woman should feel only pleasure during intercourse, and that is not the case. And so it's hard meeting new sexual partners who don't even know how to deal with something like that and having to explain it. And it makes it, you know, it's hard because it's such a quiet and not talked about thing that it, I have dealt with having guilt about having to sort of tell my new boyfriend, you know, well, I have this thing, so there are going to be some issues. And it is hard. It's not like something that is easy to explain to strangers or acquaintances. It's something that you just sort of have to live with quietly, and maybe the people very closest to you will know, and your doctor will know, but it isn't something like a more visible illness that people can see and sort of help you through.
Kind of on that note, can you talk about how it has affected relationships in your life, including significant others, parents, family, friends? Have you been able to talk to parents or friends about this?
Yeah, I have. I get better, certainly, as time goes on, with being able to tell friends and partners about it. My mom has been really supportive since the beginning, and she's always been very open with me about, you know, body stuff and sex. And so having her and having that kind of relationship with her has certainly been really helpful. But until, I mean, it's hard when you're a teenager and talking about pelvic pain is really hard with your friends, even with people that you're dating. And I guess I came to learn, I spent a lot of time just not talking about it and thinking, you know, maybe I can just ignore it and pretend to be normal because I'm, you know, young. But growing up a little bit has taught me that I don't want people in my life who I don't feel like I can be honest about that with. So that's been a really good lesson in terms of friends and significant others. And that if I find someone who I would like to date, who I know that I can be completely honest with, then that's a good sign.
Yeah, no, I got really, really lucky because this has ruined a lot of relationships for me. And
yeah,
my husband and I, we just got married like 3 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I know he was worth keeping because he could deal with this.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, so many men, I feel like, somehow think that they're entitled to having sex just a lot, and somehow that attitude makes it really hard when you're a person who can't have sex that often, and when there's a big possibility that you might try and it's not going to work out. So as much as that is really sad, that's a really sad reality, it is, in a way, kind of a nice test of whether or not a guy is actually decent. So that's like a tiny hidden benefit.
Yeah, Dr. Slocum and his nurse practitioner, Mary Bell, are always saying, you know, you got to bring whoever you're dating here. And if you bring them, then we'll evaluate them.
Yeah.
I think they said they've only been wrong like twice when they approve.
Yeah, I would trust them.
Can you kind of talk about how it affects your quality of life? Are there things you find that it affects more than others? Anything that might surprise you that it affected you in a certain way, or?
I think that since my vulvodynia is really only affected by physical contact, I don't have a lot of, you know, day-to-day problems. I know that a lot of people can't even have an office job because they can't sit in a chair all day and they get really bad pain. Luckily, I don't have to deal with that. But everything that is touch related, you know, if I'm gonna see a new gynecologist, I have to explain, you know, this is a more painful process for me than it is for most people. And then obviously finding new sexual partners, I've talked about all that, but other than that, I think I've been very lucky that it hasn't affected more of my day-to-day life.
Yeah, no, mine's exactly the same way, so I totally understand.
Yeah.
It's that, what is it, vulvar vestibulitis, mm-hmm. provoked vulvar vestibulitis.
Yes, yeah, that's what it is.
How do you, are there ever times when you just feel really down about it, or it surprises you that it makes you feel, like, not normal, any of those kind of moments, and then how do you kind of cope with it or help yourself, or?
Yeah, I definitely have moments when it makes me feel pretty down. My whole experience with sex since I first lost my virginity has been riddled with a lot of ups and downs. So I'm in a place now where I would like it to be more stable. So it's hard for me when I'm with someone. Like, I dated my last boyfriend for quite a while and lived with him. And it's hard those nights where, you know, I would really like to have good and comfortable sex with this person that I love and that I'm very close with, and I just can't, and it hurts, and I feel like I'm personally disappointed, and I have a lot of trouble getting away from the fact that I'm disappointing him, and it just makes me very sad. So I've definitely had those times, and I think it helps just to choose the right partner and have someone who can say, you know, it's okay, I'm not disappointed, and, you know, we'll try again another time, and I'm here for you, and being able to choose people that I know will say those things has been the biggest help. But there, I know that there will always be times when I just get sad and frustrated.
I guess my last big question. This is your opportunity to say whatever you want to other women dealing with the same issue. So what advice would you give to women with vulvodynia? And
I guess my biggest piece of advice would just be to be honest with yourself and with the people around you, which I've learned from experience. And I spent a lot of time not being honest with myself and not being honest with the people in my life. And that made it a lot worse. And when you're not being honest with yourself, it can be hard to go see a doctor because you don't want to admit that you have to deal with this thing. But seeing a doctor and telling your family and friends and significant others is so important, not just for yourself, but also for letting people know this is a thing. And I guess that's my other piece of advice, is just, you know, participating in projects like this, doing projects like this, sort of spreading the word and letting people in the world know that a lot of women deal with this, and that it shouldn't have to be a secret, private, shameful thing. So, I think I would say just honesty and openness are very important, and choosing people to become close to who will make you feel better and not worse about it.